Drake's Psalmistry, Nova Albion, June 26, 1579. Their king was robed in a coat of cunny skins that reached his waist and bare besides. Bone rosaries engirt his shoulders. His crown is a caul of knitwork covered with a silken down of milkweed seed tufts that tremble at a breeze like waves through wheat. His train wears other skins. The common sort go naked in the nipping colds that pinch these coasts, their long hair stuck with plumes behind, but in front one only, like a horn, each pleasing himself in his own device. When they were nearer, all set down their bows, and as men ravished in their minds with fear advanced wonderingly to worship us as gods. Meantime, the women began to shriek and scratch their cheeks and bespot their dugs with blood and dash themselves against the ground in fury till their strengths failed, no, nor allowed us to hold them back, so mad they were in their idolatry. Our general entreated them by gentle signs to cover their nakedness, gesturing to show we are men, not gods, and need to clothe our shame likewise. Our spirits groaned to see these harmless souls seduced by Satan, and we raised hands and gazed toward heaven to signify the God whom they ought to serve. And now we went to reading of the scriptures and prayers and singing hymns, and they quieted and sat attentively with eyes of comprehension and rejoicing, and at the close of every psalm cried with one voice, Ho! Francis Fletcher.